Want to keep your personal number private but still stay connected? With Line 2, you can get a second phone line right on your device with a super simple app and no need for another phone. Whether it's for online shopping, dating, or shielding your main number from spam, Line 2 is an easy way to manage it all. Ready for peace of mind without breaking the bank? Call, text, block, and more for only $9.99. Get started with line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in any app store today. Line 2, your second line simplified. Conversation never on a block.
Meet me by the bar. Bars open. Bars open. Bars open. Bars open. Meet me.
Welcome to Open Bar Podcast, where the conversation never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chaser. I'm your boy C-Phone. We back with another episode. Today we got a guest. Her name is Nay. I'm gonna let her introduce herself.
Nay Simone. Don't do that.
Nate came to the bar to have a drink with us, so we here having a mixed cocktail. And I did it this time. Shout out to my bartenders; they couldn't make it today.
Oh my bad.
So it's trash. You can be honest. This ain't scripted.
It's a little bit better after the added
extra
skull.
Shot.
Yeah,
extra shot.
Okay. Extra shot.
Yeah, I was trying to be light because some people, this tastes strong. But, you know, you're a gangster. You're a gangster.
So, to a certain extent.
Well, four shots.
It's I think four that's five. Plus. Yeah.
Four divided into three.
No, you can't do that.
Nah, it's going to be
because then fun. I had one beforehand.
Okay,
I had
cool.
This one, tried that one.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Boom. So, tell the people. What do you do?
I do a lot of things.
Hmm.
From Instagram model.
Instagram model.
From parties. From stripping parties.
Oh, so you dance too?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And
all my homegirls dance.
Fans.
Shout out to all my homegirls.
Whoop whoop.
No, all the homies.
Gotta make that money.
Yeah, that part. Bag first.
But yeah. And then OnlyFans.
Okay. So you're an entrepreneur.
You know, you gotta have your hands in, you know, a little bit of everything.
Okay. What made you start being a Instagram model? Because I know, like, years ago, that was, like, something that was, like, hot. Everybody was doing it, like, posting up. What made you be like, I want to do this?
I always wanted to be a model.
Okay.
People would always tell me the my height. Like, you need to be the model.
Like a runway model?
Yeah. I had, like, old women saying, like, you need to be a model.
How tall are you?
6 foot.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Taller than that. How tall are you?
Don't worry about that.
Okay. You know, we could pass on
that. Sit up a little bit. We got a little sit up now.
I got a little cushion back there. That's also helping me out, too. So.
Yeah, I'm 5'8".
No.
A little bit.
I was hanging.
Sorry. I'm a short, you know, short king.
That is absolutely true. Yeah. You are a short king.
Dang! We going to talk about me today. Okay, cool. That's what's up. So, they were telling you need to be a model. So, you was like, okay, I'm going to be. How did you, like, what was the transition? How did you start, like, getting into it?
Stop caring what people think, you know. Because, yeah. Stop caring what people think.
He was like, oh, man, if I post this picture, they're going to be like, ooh.
This ain't Nay. Who is this? Like,
so you was like a sheltered type.
Person.
Yeah.
Basically. Like, I was the quiet type at school.
Yeah.
Like, but I'm in with the popular crowd.
Right.
But it was just, that's Nay in the back, quiet, the tall one.
Mm-hmm.
She thick, but, you know.
She's just quiet. Covering
just
up.
Quiet.
Chilling.
But we don't know what thick is yet. Because.
Everybody thought it was fat.
Thank you.
They thought it was fat.
Thank you.
They thought.
Thoughts. People don't be thinking too much.
They don't use
but
any
you
brain.
Know, being young, I know, being young and whatnot, I was always picked on. So people would like me, but don't say nothing.
That's how kids is though. They'll pick on your ass and be like, they really like you.
Nah.
You didn't get that kind of picked on? What they do?
Okay, so I don't know if it was just because the person was playing. Like, I got pushed down. Like, not even pushed down. Like,
oh, you got abused.
Yeah! And it's like, nigga, if you liked me, open your mouth. Open. It would have
like,
been different.
Like, what's up, man? I like you a little bit. Yeah.
Like, they, I guess that they didn't know because of the talk. How oh, tall I am. Yeah.
You was fucking intimidating.
I've always been the tallest one out of my class. So.
That's crazy. That's funny. Yeah, not funny.
It's funny looking back now. It is funny. But back then it was like, damn, that's fucked up. Like, people wouldn't ask me on dates or anything because they was always intimidated of me.
I mean, you was 6 feet.
I wasn't 6 feet back then. I was like 5'10".
That's tall.
Then 5'11".
That's tall. So to some kids, you know, they taller now. Like, kids are taller now. But, yeah, that's intimidating. I wouldn't have. Like try to fight you and nothing like that, but that's crazy.
That is.
So you got to get over the hump of people like what people may say, what may, people may think.
Yeah.
Well, how did
going
like,
in on it?
Yeah, it's a lot of people I know that want to get into like certain modeling and stuff and wanted to do certain things, but they are always like my family, my friends, my kids, my
you
this, my
know.
That.
Yeah.
They don't know what they do. So like to get over that, what made you be like, fuck it?
The right person that was able to talk to me, and he was my first photographer that actually pushed me, and it didn't matter what size or shape I was.
Mm-hmm.
I still was out there, and look at me now.
Mm.
Shout out to Will. You know,
big shout out to Will.
You know, I ain't gonna lie or anything, but yeah.
That's dope. It's a lot of women that are like, you what?
Mm-hmm.
Why you ain't? Oh, okay, cool.
Back then?
Because I'm in the photography space, the videography space. Like, I understand, like, when some women, it'd be like, they be gorgeous, but they be like, I don't, you know, I'm gonna just...
You be in the background, being shy.
I'm gonna wear these baggy jeans and this big shirt. Like, but again, like some women don't want to be sexualized too. So I guess that's a thing too. But if you're beautiful, you're beautiful. What the fuck? God gave that shit to you. What you doing?
That's what I'm saying. And then you look at all these other people that's on either Instagram or back then Facebook, and they just all dolled up, MySpace and stuff like that.
Mm.
You just wanna. You admire them. So it does help to encourage and whatnot. So the right people and putting you in the right rooms to help you encourage yourself. Help me.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's dope. I'm glad you got over that hump because, yeah.
Me too because this hump back here. That's what it was showing.
So now it's... thick is like glorified. Like everybody want to be thick. Now. Back in the days, like they were like, "Oh, that's fat. You fat. Look at your white girl. Look at your butt. It's big." Like and people
not
like,
a white girl is
like mad, be depressed. Stop
now
eating.
People, I know, but now people, anorexia and everything else.
I heard all about that when they were like going to, after they eat, going to the bathroom and throw up. It was a condition.
It was.
Now it's like they're going to get surgery.
Or they're drinking supplements to gain.
They got a BBL supplement.
You didn't know that you gain weight. The skinny bitches gain weight as long as you maintain it. It's some liquid that you could get in the strip club.
Oh, we get it.
And not
it.
In the strip club, in we the strip stores it. Where you get your suits from.
We getting into it. Girl, that's crazy. I never knew they had a juice for it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, girl, you got that juice, girl. What that juice is juicing.
I've seen a couple people drinking and what? Stuff.
Just walk
they
around.
They blow up in a nice size, shape,
that's
and everything.
Crazy. You can
and
drink
it's
it.
Their natural body. They just drink that supplement and it helped them gain that weight. You know, some people can't gain that weight. That's why they were so skinny.
I'm about to start selling it. I'm about to be the juice man.
I know. Juice man. You want
like
juice?
Buy purple top. What you need? What you need? That's crazy. A juice?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I bet not see nobody. What is it called? Never mind. We ain't gonna give a free promotion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we ain't gonna put them on with bomb blast. You know, already did.
Yeah, I'm gonna check out. You bringing that shit?
But the real people who really know me, who went to high school with me, it was a nerve wracking It was like, oh, Nate, that's you. Okay, everybody coming out the woodwork.
They're like, oh, I had a crush on you, girl.
Yeah, well, why didn't you say that back in the day? You want to say it now.
I ain't seen that Instagram. Stop. I know. It was like, ooh, what's your name? Yeah. What? Mm-hmm. Don't even know your name.
Nope. They know my name. But, you know. But that's you. I know the real you. Mm. You did know the real me. But that was back then. Mm. I don't think they knew the real me. They just knew the shy,
quiet. The chill kickback.
Yeah, nay.
I like confidence. That's dope. Yeah. Confidence is the best thing you can have, especially when you're dealing with the industry that you're in. Mm-hmm. Like, you got to be like.
Because one day is something, the next day is something else. And then also, this is a natural body. I'm going to stand up. You know, I look, you know, this is me. This.
You got to, yeah.
This is on me. this is me. People go and get surgery for it. But to me, and then they falsify it. And that's what
maybe acting like they working out.
And doing all that. Like, no, I'm in the gym working now.
I ain't never seen you work out. You different.
What's that hole in your back?
The two holes on the back and the two in the bottom.
Man.
Yeah, I know all about that.
Yeah.
Especially when it be strippers, I'll be like, that's cool, whatever. Then they get they stomach scoped. You get six packs and all that. Like, you could have did anyway. It is what it is. It's good to have confidence in yourself. Like, some women don't have it, so they go and get it. Mm-hmm. So, how do you feel about if a man don't got it and he go and get it?
Wait a minute, go get what? A BBL?
Whatever. No, I don't know. Whatever surgery? You need, because they got all the surgeries for men too.
Mm-hmm. No.
How would you feel about a man?
My man.
No, just
a man. Period.
Yeah.
It's fine.
You think so?
As long as like, it's not my man.
Why?
It's not like it's my man. It's also Santana got it. I love it on
who is
him.
That? He's different. He's different.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's different.
So, talking about like a like knee a, surgery, like a man?
Yeah,
man.
Like the tall, just men, they go get tall.
Knee surgery, penis.
They go get abs. The penis. They get the abs.
No, you could have worked out. You shed more weight than I do. Fast is more than I do. I need you to do something. Let's go get in the gym together. Let's work out together. Let's motivate ourselves.
Right.
So we can do this together. Let's get matching outfits. Let's come on.
That's content.
Let's do
too.
This. That's what
people,
I'm saying.
Because people that motivate people
make more money.
I'm big on marketing, so I look at everything as a let's do this right quick. We'll make this little money back when you're in the gym.
Come on. You could do both content. You could work out content. You could go and fuck a little bit content. Let's go behind these weights right here.
You better market it right, because if you don't, you ain't going to be looked at. Well, everybody look at anything, but if you do it the right way.
It will blow up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like you said, anything can blow up and make money.
That's dope. So you got the confidence. You started posting, like, what was your first, because you say you dance too.
Yeah, but
was ever in a club, or was it just like private parties,
bachelor parties?
Somebody was just like, I need you to dance
after hours. I just didn't do the club scenery.
Okay.
Because
what made you get into that though? Like dancing, like somebody was like, I need you to dance. You're like, oh, okay. You just like, fuck it, I'm gonna do it. Or you was like, I dance too. Or would you trained yourself to dance?
I always wanted to dance. Got a dibble and dab and everything. You only got one life, YOLO.
Okay.
So I always wanted to dance, you know, just to try it. Mm-hmm. And that's what I did. And that was after my modeling.
Okay.
I started modeling, and then I just danced also.
Okay.
Loved it, enjoyed it, enjoyed the atmosphere, enjoyed some of the bitches. You know, you could make a bag of some bitches and bond with bitches. And doesn't matter what's going on. Hey, I need you for something. Come pull up. Mm-hmm. Or, hey, come on.
Y'all make friends.
Out of it.
I've seen that. And I've seen it go bad. And I've seen it get good. And I've seen it stay where it's at. Women are hard to deal with, period. Y'all don't
we
think
are.
That. Y'all don't think that, but yeah. Y'all
who don't think that?
Oh, you think
I'm a woman that is optimistic with a lot of things. Mm. You know.
Cheers to that.
Okay, you know.
Because women are hard to deal with.
We are. We don't know what the fuck we want. One Man. Minute we want this thing, one minute we want the next thing, but that's the same thing with niggas too. Men too. Let me bring it back. Yeah. Man too.
It's less with men than it is with women. Y'all, but we're not gonna get into no bashing. We're not gonna do that.
Okay, you're right. But it's gonna be some, not all. Yeah. Like I said, I'm optimistic. I understand. You gotta sit down. You gotta talk to me, so we could talk. Like sit down and talk now. I may be crying because I'm telling you my feelings, but you got to understand, I'm telling you how I feel and I'm telling you what's on my heart. So, but I'm not yelling at you. I'm talking to you.
When women cry in a conversation,
they're
automatically lying. What? No, crying.
Are we yelling and you crying? Am I crying?
Why are you crying anyway? Because you're telling me something. Why are you crying? If you say, like, man, I went to the store, then I'm like, you lying.
That is some bullshit. Why are you crying? Right. Did somebody do something to you? And maybe it'd be the periods. Maybe it'd be the periods.
Man. I got so many female friends. I'd be listening to their stories, and I'd be like, okay, I'm going to call you back. It's one of them days.
There you go. It's one of them days. Yeah. She don't tell you, like, yeah, I'm on my period. Nah, it's one of them days. Like Monica said, she just want to be alone. Just, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just one of them days.
Oh, shit, I didn't think about that. That probably was about one of them.
I think so, too.
Yo. Dang, okay, yeah, you got me thinking now. Like, okay, cool. That's dope. I like the fact that you got over the hump of the confidence. Like, some women be gorgeous as hell and they treat themselves like they the bottom of the barrel.
Depending on the man that they with, too.
Yeah, but you shouldn't... I'm not going to speak for one, but I'm speaking in general. You shouldn't allow nobody else to dictate who you are and how you feel.
Absolutely true, but it also starts from childhood and trauma, and that's what it comes from.
Your mom be like, get your ugly ass in the bathroom.
Oh, no.
I'm really ugly.
My mom called me ugly. Now you crying in the mirror. Am I ugly?
No, my mama black, so I know that. So get your big head ass.
So
I'm wearing a hat.
And then also confidence with other people as boys, you know, words say, you know, words and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, they do hurt. You never know what's the truth. So...
Until you realize who the fuck you are.
And then you break out your shell and then thank you, pinky up. Like, yeah.
So. I got the ugly too.
Okay.
I got the ugly.
You know, you get the glow up.
Yeah. I was always fire. I didn't listen to none of that shit. I used to hear it though. It used to be like, yo, monkey looking at me. I was like, all right, yeah. That's cool, all that.
And it makes you feel like
had somebody that wanted me.
See?
So.
You know, you ain't the tall girl that nobody wanted to climb
in the back of the class.
That's the tree back there.
It's probably with some quiet niggas in the classroom, too. Like, but I would climb the fuck out of that tree on everything. Like,
But they didn't want to come talk to the tree. That's the first part. Come talk to the tree. Let's see.
Yeah, you know. I don't know what it is about, nowadays it's different. Back then, it was more like men, boys was like just trying to gather whoever they can gather type shit. But I don't know. What you do to them?
Well, I got to be something. I just said I was tall.
They just was like, I ain't. Mm-hmm. Was you like?
No, I was just tall.
How did you carry yourself?
I want to say it was the location where I went to school.
What school you went to? Now we get into the thick of it.
Because I was I went to the High Desert.
What the fuck is that?
The IE.
Oh yeah, IU. Yeah, you. Yeah.
So that
high school or junior high school or what era?
okay, until it was junior high. Junior high ish, but then when seventh grade hit, I moved with my pops, and I was in LA, and I was in Hawthorne. And that's when things changed.
Oh, yeah, they're definitely going to change in Hawthorne.
Yeah.
Had a whole nother ballgame.
Man. So you had just older men hollering at me and stuff like that. They was like, hey, the girl with the apple bottom. The girl with the apple bottom.
You had the apple bottom jeans.
Yeah, you know, boots with the fur. Back in the day. Yeah, Nelly was hot. Nelly was hot.
Damn, okay.
So, yeah.
So, it was just more so about where you were at instead of where you, which, how you look.
As I transitioned, LA, yeah. I seen that the difference and whatnot.
Yeah, she was hot. They just didn't understand because it was hot out there. What the fuck? San Bernardino was burning up out there.
Anyway. No. San Bernardino's different from the high desert. Don't mix it. Don't mix it. I know. Don't same, matter. Same, so same. Oh, same area. Same okay.
Wait, so what part?
The high desert.
Like, towards Vegas or?
Yeah. So once you
like
go up there,
Victorville,
yes, Apple Valley.
Who lives in who lives out there?
My family.
Oh, no. Who lives?
That was there? Back like, in the days. My family from Compton, born and raised. My mom and daddy
but
and everything.
Who lives out there?
I was a child. It's not like I could pick where I wanted to be.
So in the city, you definitely got a whole nother ball game.
Yes. A whole other taste.
Yeah. So you grew up in that way, and you came out here, and it was like a whole other ball game.
A whole other ball game.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Who lives out there? No, for real. Like, who lives there? Like, I'm sorry.
People that want to build a family and everything else, and then you all don't make me have to come down here.
I'm gonna be like, nah, nope. Mm-mm. She from where? Nope.
It's okay. You know, I gotta walk. You gotta walk in your truth.
Nah, I respect
you. You gotta walk in.
But
your
who
truth.
Lives out? No disrespect. I'm gonna say it again. But who live out there?
A lot of people live out there.
A lot of people live out there, but
just like the high desert, like
that's like going to Wyoming and expecting to open up a not a strip club, a black strip club. Yeah, in
back
Wyoming.
Then it wasn't nothing. Now yeah, it's different. A lot of people better not do me because that's how it was.
That's
back
what
then.
I'm saying. Like it, the, dude, so
you
think
had
about
nothing
it.
But land. It was nothing so but dirt. It was you
if
had
you
freedom.
Was a,
you
was
got
a
in trouble piece. Wherever the fuck you went. You went hiking. I did a lot of things, bad things back then.
What'd you do? Getting that.
No, I didn't say that. I said, you know, hiking, you know, a lot of land. There was a lot to learn off the land.
Okay. You said bad things. I'm
yeah,
like,
bad things. Who goes hiking in the middle of the night, you know?
Yeah, who you're not of the. So, that's what I mean. Like,
who lives
tumbleweeds.
Out there? Okay.
Tumbleweed. You're talking about tumbleweed.
As a kid, okay?
L.A. had L.A., the city. We're talking about the city. We're talking about L.A. We're talking
yeah,
about
no.
the beach. We're talking
yeah.
about bikinis. We're talking about.
I went to the beaches as a little kid.
Where?
And been out here, L.A.
This part?
Dockwaller. Yes, that's the home beach.
Dockwaller.
My dad
ghetto.
Stays in Compton. My dad is born and raised. My mom was born and raised. She just moved out there. Dang, situations and situations.
I'm sorry. I was stuck in the fact that she was like just this foreigner.
I can't share with you.
I'm trying to like align the fact that you said that people, you know, didn't approach you
there.
And then as soon as you got out here, it was like a whole other ballgame. Okay. So I'm trying to like, yeah, it's tumbleweeds out there. They don't know what the fuck going on. No disrespect again. No disrespect.
Whatever. Well, I didn't know that until, you know.
You got the Hawthorne.
Yeah, so it was a little different.
You got the Hawthorne. It was like, get off me. Don't talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
So wearing, you turned into the villain when you got here.
Wearing skirts and everything else. At first, I wasn't wearing no skirts.
So you.
Humble.
Wait. Okay.
I'm being serious.
So, all right. Now we're getting somewhere.
We ain't getting nowhere. We're too deep.
Because you said. You said that this, my cameraman is an alcoholic. Anyway, you said that you. Yeah, I'm not going to pour it for you. Shout out to Coffee in the Back.
I hope we keep that up too. Keep this in all in one. Yeah.
Shout out to Coffee in the Back though. This is we raw. We're not cut. This is open bar podcast. We drink and we have a conversation. That's it. It ain't, you know, it's not that much to think about. But yeah. I was talking about, because I was, ladies fucked me up right there. So you got the Hawthorne. You was wearing skirts and stuff. So was it then that you got your confidence, or was it be like, because it sounded like you got it then.
I got it some, but I got some of the confidence. I was a little bit more bolder.
Bold?
Yeah. Hmm. Out there wearing skirts, wearing tight stuff instead of baggy stuff.
You a girl. You trying to not show.
At first, it wasn't like that. At first, it just was like, yeah.
That's because you came to L.A.
It's a whole city. Like you said, it's the city. It's a big world.
So do you think it was more so influenced? Like, I want to make sure I got the flyest shit on. I want to make sure I look the best. I want to woo woo.
Got to.
I used to
gotta
lay
step
my clothes
my game
out,
up.
Too. And sleep next to him. I used to sleep next to my back to school day outfit.
I can't wait.
Shoes and all that. Shoes and fit it. Did it.
I was waking up right before it was time to go.
I was too early. Then the rest of the year, I was late.
No need to.
I was like, yeah, the first day, though, I was trying to, nigga, with what? Yeah. In the classroom, smelling good, looking good, like,
I know you smell me.
Yeah, that part. So, that's dope. I love confidence. So, that's like, I appreciate that. Off top, for you saying that, like, because people that's not confident irks the fuck out of me. Especially when they gorgeous. Like, it'd be like, why? That's a disease.
It is, but you, once again, you don't know what they're going through behind the scene.
Yeah, okay. So I take that back.
I don't know what they doing at home, who's abusing, who's in their ear, who they really love that's still putting them down and saying, you bitch, you ugly skank, this, that, third. Yeah. It happens.
That's crazy.
I've seen it. Who I am now, I just try to motivate people to be who they really are. And
yeah, living your skin.
Yeah. They be like, you're so beautiful. Thank you. You are too. Well, I'm not gorgeous like you. Put on a little bit of makeup. You got it, boo. You be you. Mm-hmm. You got it. Just because I got the ass and everything else. I'm beautiful, too, but I got everything else. But come on now. I'm not going to knock you. I'm not going to be rude. I'm not going to be nasty.
For what?
Yeah.
That's
God blessed me already, so he blessed me so I can bless everybody else.
That's part.
So it's nothing I can do about it.
That's what's up. I like that. So we got through to the fact that you moved to LA and got the confidence. You already had it. You just didn't know you had it.
Yes.
You didn't know you had it. Then you had a conversation. He's like, I'm about to
switch up.
When was your first paid gig besides the dancing, like modeling? Because there's a lot of women that do modeling and they don't get paid for it.
Oh yeah, I know. It's like, yeah,
I know too. I shoot music videos all day, so I know.
Yeah, that's not what I'm doing, because you're going to pay me for my time. Mm. And if you can't pay me what I'm worth, and I've had that happen where people don't know how to pay me what I'm worth, it would be like, okay, I'm gone. But the first gig that I ever did was my homeboy's Chubby's. It was for his weed company, his weed business that he was just now bringing out. It was me and another girl, another model. And we took a couple pictures, and we also did a little skit for his weed brand. And now his weed brand is booming. And then from L.A., he moved to Vegas, and it's still booming. He's throwing parties with it. You know, I try to support as much as I can since I'm not out there, but I'll still come see and show my face and support.
That's dope.
So, shout out to Chubbs.
Yeah, your first paid gig.
I know, my first paid gig.
That's dope.
And he paid me what I was worth, and not just, okay, she's another dancer, or I just see, you did that, Chubbs, you did that.
That part. So, yeah. That was dope. When you start looking at, Instagram modeling as a business, like, you can actually create some type of wealth from it? Like, when did you start looking at it like that? Like, what era? It's like, fuck, okay, I can do this.
Once the pandemic shut down, everything was shut down. The world was closed.
The plandemic?
The plantation was closed down. We couldn't work no more. So, yeah, I had to, I didn't have to. You know, everybody was getting EDD, but then. EDD stopped, and I don't know what happened at that moment where I wasn't getting my checks, and now I'm spitting out of my savings, and it was just going and going and going, and it's like, nah, I can't do this. And
so then, you had to make that pivot.
And I had to do it. You know, everybody jump on the board, the board.
So when, and because the pandemic was crazy. I made the most money in the pandemic based off of me shooting content, shooting music videos. Not even off of the government, off of everybody else that was getting money. Like, I was like, okay, you want me to come shoot? You know my price? Yeah, okay. I said that motherfucker.
It's pandemic. Everybody had money.
Run it. You hear
everybody
me?
Everybody had money. Strippers had the most money in the world.
They was doing private parties like a motherfucker. Catching COVID.
A booming.
Catching COVID, going home, going to sleep, getting over it, and coming back, going next week.
They wasn't doing it right. Where's your mask at? You better twerk. You better hold that motherfucking breath.
I want to see the bitch. You twerking in front of me and got a mask on?
I surely do. You want to see me paying a little Venmo? I'll take it off.
She want to take. She paying you. Hey.
That's COVID. She we said, all here. Did
she
you
said,
get
if you want this mask off, you pay me. You want these you top are, off, pay me a little bit.
You got the cheeks that's
extra
out.
That's an extra form of clothing.
Okay, you got these cheeks. Come on out. My cheeks are out. The breast is almost out besides the goddamn pasties. Come on out.
Hey, that's funny, dog. Like, to add
the mask came with the mask. The mask.
Was a part of the outfit.
It was. Looking that's like how it. They were selling it. Yeah. In a stripper boutique. Mm-hmm. That's how they were selling it with the mask.
So you was like, fuck it. I'm going to have to figure it out.
Yep. And me posting got a little bit more fans. And that was just content with just me at first. And then it was more content with other people, other women, other men.
Would you prefer women content or men, the other guy content? Like, honestly. Because I see a lot of women, they like to do content with women. But they hate it.
Why do they hate it?
They hate it because of the, it's just, and because I've dealt with somebody who did, I was there looking like, what the fuck is going on? Like, shit.
He was there.
I was there. Nah, I know. I was there. So, okay. The women, they always be bickering about who gets the content to how they want to distribute. They don't have a plan in that's creating. Dumb. So
that's not a good team so, at all.
Would you rather do content with men or with women?
Both.
You like both. You like, fuck it, okay, cool.
No, I would like to do it with men because I'm nasty and I don't even fuck. I get, you know, depending on who it is and what it is, been big dick, you get dick down. So it would be the men. I feel the women is cool depending on who you're doing it with, as long as you're doing it with a good crew. Like I've had good crews in the back where it winded down to shorter people because everybody had their different attitudes. Everybody had their different views. Now it's like, I don't like you, this, that, and the third. So, yeah, it just fucks it up in the end.
So it's easier.
A man is like, okay, let's do this content real fast. Depending on who it is, you could be my nigga. You could just be a friend that we're just kicking it in cool. And we know what it is. And then that's it, and that's all. When it's time to do another shoot.
Even with that, though, like, don't they have to have a actual OnlyFans for you to be able to
tag them? At first, it wasn't. At first,
okay. So that's when it was booming.
That's when it was booming during the pandemic. Everything, it was off for all.
I wonder what changed that. Like, what happened to change?
Oh no, they was trying to shut down OnlyFans for content creators, sexual content creators. They was trying to shut it down until more rules was implied, more terms were applied. I want to say probably people were making regular sex tapes and then ended up on OnlyFans now. Oh, you seen like your OnlyFans tape?
Like that accident. Ain't
me. Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
It's like now you have to tag the person and or make sure that you have a release. Because if you don't have that release, they won't even post your shit.
So yeah, so if you post something, you don't actually have to tag them. As long as you have a release and you send it to them, mm-hmm. they'll allow it to go.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm learning some game.
Yeah. Getting this industry.
Nah, I mean, shit.
What's the game? What's your little game?
I know the game. I just don't apply it. So, I chill. But yeah, nah, that's dope. OnlyFans made a lot of people rich.
They made OnlyFans rich.
I mean, of course. But it made people rich, too. Like, it really cared. It was, it's like TikTok now, because TikTok is making people rich, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And that's why they try to shut down that and also TikTok.
No wish. I think with TikTok, it's too much. People are on it too much. It's like dwindling. Understand people are on it. Do you know in China, they get limited? They only get like 2 to 3 hours a day to be on TikTok, and that's it, and that's all. They're controlling it because they know it eats at our mind.
You know, they're not trying to have a stupid society.
But they don't give a fuck about, you know, United States.
I mean, shit, though. In a sense, yeah, because now it's like a lot of commercials, a lot of advertising.
And that's why
of...
it's a problem now with the U.S. and TikTok going back and forth, is because, you know, now they want some money from it.
Hmm.
That's the biggest problem.
It's always a motherfucker trying to get some money off and shit. Like, relax, bro.
Money hungry.
Did you come up with this? No, nigga, chill.
That's what I'm saying.
Learn your own, you live alone.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. So, we can get into your pockets.
I'm digging in people's pockets. What are you trying to look in my pockets for? They'll be pocket washing.
what's your most successful month? And it's, go ahead. I'm going to shut up.
Most, like this year? Last year?
Period. We can say this year.
This year?
Period.
Period? I would say last summer.
Last summer?
Yeah. Just because I slowed down just a little on my content shooting out. So, the summer it was wild. I made content back to back to back to back. Mm-hmm. As a content creator, you're able to, as long as you're making content back to back, you're able to spread it out, post it whenever you need to be posted.
5 seconds here, 10 seconds there, 5 seconds here, 3 seconds there, 4 seconds here, 14 seconds here.
Damn, it's 4 seconds. That's messed up. You got to be generous at least. Sometimes like at least 1 minute.
Sometimes they don't.
Though. At least 1 minute.
Sometimes they don't.
I know.
I encourage you to do is whatever you feel. When it comes to, like, looking at whatever people feel like they want to see. So.
No, that's absolutely true. But last summer, made sure that I put out content because I didn't know how slow it was going to get.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was just thinking about my brand a little bit more and how I could branch out other than just having OnlyFans and just being the stripper and being a... backstage girl dancing, video twerking and stuff like that.
I want to talk about that too.
Videos too.
I want to talk about that too.
Yeah.
Like, what's the plan outside of OnlyFans? Like, what else are you doing besides that to expand your brand?
Still OnlyFans. It's just me. It's just me now. So I'm meeting and greeting my fans now, like at Exoticas and different events.
Okay.
Selling more pictures, selling more of who I am a little bit more.
Okay. Got
a little nasty stuff too, you know, little draws. I think at the Exotica, I wore some draws and then I would sell them.
And people bought them?
Yeah. And I think I took some pictures in them too, like a picture or a video.
If anybody wants to buy my socks, I'm selling them.
What kind of socks? What kind of socks?
They're black socks.
They may stink.
From this episode.
Don't do that, people. Don't do that. Okay.
No, for real. That shit crazy how... I mean, to each his own. However.
Fantasy. Like, there's a lot of people that... they nasty. And it's okay. The society shames people for that. But let people be people. And that's why people be cheating on people and be having their open marriages and be, that be going to little lifestyle parties. Mm-hmm. Like, it is what it is. Let the people be the people. If they freaks, they freaks. Either join them or just stop looking. Stop looking. That's what I'm saying. Stop looking. You may have some fun with it. You never know. So, yeah, that's what I'm doing right now. And then I probably end up opening a two things. Workout clothes.
Okay. That'd be dope.
You know, selling that and then also selling some waist trainers. Because I do wear waist trainers. I do make sure, you know, for the fitness.
That's dope. Mm-hmm. So are you, for your brand, are you looking to expand it with adult industry?
Yeah, because you never know.
Okay.
That's always a backup money. OnlyFans never get old. I still collect money, even when I'm not up on there. They still be racking up.
So are you willing to sign, you know, because most of the adult industry, they sign contracts.
For what? You talking about, like, adult industry?
Yeah.
It all depends on who you're working with, you know. I've worked with an adult industry person.
Welcome to another episode of Open Bar Podcast, where the conversation is never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chaser. Today, we're excited to introduce you to a refreshing new sponsor that's sure to quench your thirst and elevate your palate, Stintino Sparkling Water. Imagine sipping on the vibrant flavors of Italy with every bubble. Stintino offers three unique and mouthwatering varieties that will transport you straight to the Mediterranean. First up, we have the Sicilian Blood Orange. This isn't just any orange flavor. It's infused with anise, fennel, and basil, and sweetened with the finest Italian grape sugar. It's a symphony of flavors that dances on your taste buds. Next, there's the Sicilian Cactus Pear, an exotic blend that combines the subtle sweetness of cactus pear with the bold notes of strawberry and black pepper. And yes, it's sweetened with Italian grape sugar, ensuring a naturally delightful taste. Finally, we have the Amalfi Lemon, a crisp and invigorating choice that pairs the zesty brightness of Amalfi lemons with fresh basil, all sweetened with Italian grape sugar. It's like a sunny Italian afternoon in a bottle. Don't just take our word for it. Experience the effervescent magic of Stintino Sparkling Water for yourself. Visit stintinosparkling.com to explore more and place your order today. And while you're at it, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Instagram at openbarpodcast-was, and visit openbarpodcast.com for the latest updates and episodes. Stay tuned, stay refreshed, and keep the conversation flowing. Welcome to another episode of the Open Bar Podcast, where the conversation is never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chaser. Today, we're excited to introduce our sponsor, Tequila Gran Diamante. If you're looking for a tequila experience that epitomizes luxury and excellence, look no further. Let's start with their award-winning platter. Crafted from the finest estate-grown agave Tequilana Weber, this tequila has a captivating blend of wafting scents, including spices, slight vanilla, vegetal, and floral tones, all balanced perfectly with rich agave notes. Its medium weight body and silky, buttery, velvety texture make every sip a pure delight. The platter rests in stainless steel for 23 to 28 days, ensuring a flawless finish. Next, we have the Reposado. This remarkable tequila also uses the finest estate-grown agave Tequilana Weber and rests in French oak barrels for 8 months, enriching its character. The Reposado is bursting with flavors of spice, pepper, balanced agave, butterscotch, and caramel. It offers a medium weight body with a buttery, velvety texture, complemented by a slight wood and smoke essence that delivers a refined and unique taste. Finally, let's talk about the Añejo. Aged for 18 months in new French oak barrels, this full-bodied tequila features a luscious body and satiny texture. It offers smooth hints of muted spice, pepper, and oak undertones, which taper down to a thoroughly enjoyable finish. The Añejo has a refined bouquet of aromas,
including butterscotch, cinnamon, nutmeg spices, and hints of chocolate and cigar. Its slight wooden smoke essence provide the character and nuance found in older añejos. So why wait? Elevate your tequila experience today by shopping at tequilagrandiamante.com. Don't forget to follow the Open Bar podcast on all social media platforms to stay updated and book your spot for our next episode. Visit us at openbarpodcast.com. Cheers to great conversations and even greater tequila.
And it was fun. I didn't sign no contract.
Mm-hmm.
But.
But.
But it's a little weird because you also, most of the adult industry people, they ain't got no soul. They ain't got, you know, life with them. It's just fucking and, yeah.
Here we are. Where we going?
Gym, workout. Fucking. Gym, workout. Fucking.
Jeez.
Gym, workout. Fuck, y'all broke it. I need y'all to do content. Yeah. That's about it.
Yeah, you don't want to get into that.
It's like,
don't get into that. You look crazy.
And then some of the industry and what the industry is now. I know you heard of X.
Yeah.
Okay, you know everything else is on X. I ain't got to get on Pornhub. I ain't got to get on free porn. Just go on X and see everything you need to see.
Mm-hmm. There's a way to, well, I know the market, so I know.
There's a way to what?
We'll talk about it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a consultation. I got that. I mean, because it's just like you say, it's selling. It's a fantasy.
Yeah.
Regardless of what the situation is, a lot of women who I see, like I'm gonna just keep it real. A lot of white women are not actually exposing themselves as much as everybody else is. Like, they'll sell, like, a picture. It'll be a picture, maybe, like, a twerk. They're not really showing too much. If they show something, it'd be, like, covered up. The girls got, like, 2-3 million. It's, like, more like that than the girls who's getting the... They balling up. They turn it up, but they showing everything. It's, like...
squirting and everything.
You can do that, but you're not leaving enough to...
The fantasy.
The fantasy, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of girls I know because I'm business. Mm-hmm. I'm look at it like, she got like 2 million followers, and she not showing shit.
Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of white people.
And she not showing out of that hurt shit. I didn't know nothing. Same 2 million.
I believe the same thing at Exotica. It was a bitch that had a white little bitch, small, no little butt or in, like no big butt or. Had the lines wrapped around the whole fucking event just for her. Just for her.
That's dope.
And that's only one day. Exotica is 3 days.
That's dope.
Man.
It's how you market. It's all in marketing. It's all in, because you already got the fantasy. You just got to know how to bottle that motherfucker up and sell it the right way. Mm-hmm. So the way that I see, and then I see it, I be like, okay. But then I understand, like, certain algorithms, how you would click on somebody's page, and then you would go and watch their shit, and then you would see something, or you don't see something you like, then you'd be like, I want to see more, then you'll go to, like, their OnlyFans and
stuff do that like type that. Of stuff.
So it's a way that the consumer will look at it to where it's like, I need to see more, or it's like, if I see it and it's good, then I want to see more still. So it's like, you got like
That's what you do. That's what I do. Instagram, X, and then OnlyFans. You get them. That's how you get them.
Yeah. I think less is more.
That's I understand. Because I don't do a lot on X either. Like, you're not going to. Only thing that's on my X is. I was with, and it was just tagged. It's not like I posted it. I just retagged it.
It's there though.
It's there. It's there. Name easy too. Bitch. But it's like a little snippet. It's a little snippet of me and the person that was a professional porn person.
Okay.
You know, fucking. Well, not even fucking. Him about to put it in. Okay. And then there's another one where I'm shaking my ass on his head like my ass was going to swallow his head. So from there, it went from going to OnlyFans.
Did you get more followers from just that?
Hell yes.
So you see how the algorithm works.
Bomb. It was bomb. And then I lost my
that
page.
Paycheck. I ain't thinking lots of time.
Yes. Yes.
That's crazy. That's what's up. So, do you have like merch? Do you sell merch? Do you have like fans that like just overdo stuff? And you like kind of like do something special for them? And like, how does that work? Like, how do you keep up with your business? Because it's a business.
It is.
How do you keep up with it?
But yeah, I'm making more t-shirts now. Like I said before, I haven't. This will be my first time pushing some out. A lot of people are waiting on them, and it's coming out soon. I do have stickers. You know, I could post one on your wall and stuff.
If it sticks.
I don't think it's going to stick.
Yeah, we.
You don't want no ass picture. It's an ass picture.
I don't. Well, let me. Yeah, we'll see.
I got ass pictures. I got ass stickers. You know.
What made you think about stickers, though?
Because you can stick them anywhere. Like, I'll be going on hikes and seeing little poles.
Ass everywhere.
And I just put it on a pole. There's stickers everywhere. People look everywhere. People be walking across the street. Put it right there.
What made you think of that, though?
Put it in Chicago. Put it everywhere. Because they need to know who I am.
Your marketing is cracking. Okay, I fuck with that.
Like, you can't be out there if nobody knows who you are.
That part.
In a good way, not in a bad way. Nobody wants that bad publicity.
Bad is good, too, though, at the same time. It depends on
where
how you're consuming it. Because people could put some bad information out there about you, and then the people who understand will go and look at it and see the good in it. Like, that's not... You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand.
Like, he got a reason to do that, or she got a reason to do that type shit. So,
yeah.
Any publicity is good publicity. We had a good. So, that's how I look at it. Like, we've been going crazy right now. I haven't got any bad publicity from us, but yeah, we've been going crazy. 300,000 downloads. It's crazy.
That's good. You know, you always gonna have some, like you said, bad publicity.
Mm-hmm.
People in your comments talking shit.
Yeah. You know how many people in the cops told me I need to get let the hair go?
What hair?
On my head.
What?
I fucking hate you, first of all.
Let's put this back on.
I'm keeping this shit off.
You good.
But always on the Instagram, not even on Instagram. It's always on like TikTok when I'm live,
okay.
On the YouTube for the podcast. And like, you need to just cut the hair off, like let it go.
For what? Then I'm be bald.
I don't want to be bald yet. I'm gonna go to Turkey. Shit.
You say yeah.
Business by booties. I'm gonna find me a hairline.
So so when you go do it? When you gonna, you know? No, you don't know.
Mm-mm.
It's going to be just one day. You're just going to be like, fuck this shit. And then next thing you know, everybody going to be like, whoa!
I would probably be a sexy, bald-headed nigga.
Mm-hmm.
But I just feel like I need a little dark at the top.
But how you going to do that if you still got that
I'm
gonna
let
there?
I'm going to let it roll. Yeah, I'm going to let it roll.
Okay,
it's gonna be what it's gonna be until
as long as you don't have that thing where the guys have this little circle shit is coming.
My barber, he do his thing. Shout out to my barber, man. You know, so. But I'm like I said, like a lot of bad people be on my YouTube. Like, you need to cut it. You nigga need a hat. Why ain't wear a hat?
They can cut it.
I
would have been like, "Come kid it." Like, what do you?
I'll be like, "You right? I did need to wear a hat. So what? Like, it is what it is."
Be you.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. I don't let nobody dictate who I am, how I am, because I know what the fuck going on. Mm-hmm. I know what I'm capable of.
That's it. You still pull bad bitches. You still you. You still got money in your pocket. So, who's them?
I'm blessed. I was saying that to myself when I was riding my bike today, like on the freeway. I was like, damn, I'm blessed. Like to be able to, I'm on a Harley, regardless of what year it is.
And
I got a Gucci backpack on. This is material shit that I'm just putting in line. Like this is just material shit. I'm not even talking about
people don't understand that. people all of
the shit, the material, not the material. But I'm like cruising, listening to music. I'm vibing. I got the energy, and it's just like, nigga, I'm blessed. Regardless of who, how I am, I'm where I'm at, I'm blessed. Like anything that I got, like I eat.
What you want to eat?
Though. Whatever the fuck I want to eat. I go home and make more money because I've been doing that too. I got lines. You know what I'm saying? To make sure I'm good. Like, I'm blessed. So that's what I was looking at today. So I don't let nobody dictate who the fuck I am, because I know how to make a way.
That's it. I've
been grinding and regrinding for a long time. Mm-hmm. When I say regrinding is, you will find something, you will hit a wall, and you will figure it out and make something else happen.
Because if you just hit that wall, you just sit there, then what are you going to do?
Anybody
figure it out.
John gonna come help you out right now. What that nigga about to do? He about to come give you some. Nah, I gotta figure this shit out.
Yeah, cause you gonna keep hitting that wall.
That's how this came about though. Like okay. I was shooting videos, I was traveling, Colombia, all kind of stuff. Just a travel man. Yeah, I was shooting content for people, and when that shit got slow, I was like,
What's next?
What's next? I got these cameras. I got. Shit sitting up. I got podcast shit, the broadcast shit, all everything. And I was like, why is it just sitting here? So I was like, I'm about to do this. Started the podcast from scratch, not from a handout, not from nothing else. It's from scratch.
From your own pocket.
From scratch. From my own pocket. Everything that I've spent has been from my own pocket. Everything has been from my own pocket. Like painted this wall. Everything. This wall by itself is $1,000. If you don't know. If you don't even think like
you
this wall
painted
by itself,
it or somebody.
No,
painted.
I painted this.
Okay.
But the material was $1,000.
Cause it's like a chalk base.
No. I mean, yeah, it is. You could write on this wall. But I'm saying like just not to be. When you run into a wall, you have to always recreate.
Yes.
So when I wasn't shooting no content, like videos and stuff like that. I'm like, I got these cameras. I'm about to start recording this podcast. Mm-hmm. Fuck it. Just like when I had artists, when I was managing artists and recording artists, I'm like, we got to shoot videos. I had to get cameras because if I didn't cameras, I was going to spend $2,000-$3,000 on a video shoot.
Yeah.
So I would save that money shooting videos. So I had to recreate. What are we doing? How are we doing it? I'm about to sit around. Every day I get up, I try to figure something out. So. Again, I was riding my bike today, and I was like, I'm blessed to be able to have the mindset that I got to, like, figure this shit out. So, fuck them people on Instagram, on YouTube, talking about my motherfucking hairline.
I thought it was TikTok.
Both of them. TikTok was always lying. I can go back and read the comments on the YouTube, but still. YouTube, yeah, they said that shit, so fuck them. So thank you for commenting because that helped the album.
Yeah, thank you. Like you said, yeah. any publicity is good publicity.
And we doing it big though. You know what I'm saying? Who do you know? There's a lot of people out here that think they got a podcast, and let me not do that because I sound cocky.
It is.
I sound cocky, right?
You got to be conceited, not cocky.
Sometimes, but I'm humble, but I'm.
It's because he is humble.
I got a lot of energy cocky. Towards whatever I'm talking about, but. 300,000 downloads is good.
It is.
Up. Yeah. Shout out to my team, man.
Shout out to the team.
We make a shit.
Thank you, team.
Yeah. How do you feel? Like?
Thank you, team.
Yeah. Shout out to my sponsors. Like all of Thank my sponsors that support me.
Shout out to them too.
The support, man. Tequila Grande Amante, you know. Stentino Sparkling Water. Shout out to my guy. Shout out to Tequila Azaleo, Nuda, Dory Vodka. We got Interstate Vodka, which is LA grown. We finna blow this up too. You hear me? It's already everywhere. We're about to make it make sense. It's in the GS Sports Bar, or everywhere. La Reliquio. That's the newcomer. We're about to blow that up too, but. Shout out, man. Shout out to everybody that's been supporting. Shout out to you for even having the energy to keep going. Like that's why I said that.
Strive.
I said that I'm blessed because I always pivot and make shit make sense.
Make ways. Make it make sense. That's it.
So.
So the only way is to make it make sense. Because if you don't, we got nothing. Can't make no sense of it.
I'm going to be saying like this.
What you do, what you want. You going to make it? Somebody got to make it.
Somebody got to do something.
I don't want to do nothing.
Somebody got to do something.
You do it first.
Something got to happen. So, nah, for real though. That's why when I hear certain things, I'm like, I had to whoopty whoop. Like, bro, you made a fucking way. So, regardless of what you had to do, you did it.
Yeah.
And you made bank off of it. And you enjoyed yourself.
At all times, at all costs.
So, shout out to you for even doing your shit. Got when it comes to your business or profession.
My entrepreneurship.
Yeah, that part. Mm-hmm. So what are you growing from OnlyFans? Like, how are you diversifying them and investing? Don't do that.
Break it down just a little bit more. Mm-mm. What you mean?
Don't tell me I got to coach you off camera. Anyway.
No, so I know exactly how to answer the question.
How are you investing for legacy building purposes? Yeah.
And like my money's in an RF, like a Roth,
Roths. They can be. It can be real estate. It can be. You know what I'm saying?
I want to open up a watch house. To be honest, no. Next, like that's really, really, like, really, like right now.
Right.
What I want to do? Start that off. So my baby can have that.
Do you know how to get into owner financing and stuff like that when it comes to like buying a business? Or creating a business?
Somewhat. I know a little bit. And that's why I'm going to,
moving my way up. Nah, I'm here.
Business partners. I'm here to help. Going back. Oh, you're putting that out. You're here to help me.
No. I'm saying, like, anybody that I talk to, I'll be like, man, what you? Oh, so you should. Yeah. That's how I am.
Okay.
I'm always motivating. That's my thing.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not never motivated because I'm a motivator. So. That makes sense.
It makes sense.
Yeah. So, that's dope, though. How long has this been going on besides the last... Well, you said since the pandemic, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 2019.
19. Okay. Like, right when it kicked off, when it was hot?
Yeah. I always wanted to do porno, but yeah.
Oh, like before?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you was already like... I think this is something that I want to do.
You know, everybody make their own little sex tapes.
Yeah.
Let's see if we're going to download this on Pornhub to see what we're going to
do. We got those.
We going to see. It ain't got nobody too much. You hitting it from behind. Got your penis, my ass.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what it's going to do.
Mm. Well, I've never posted anything that I've done. None of my work is...
But you've done some sex things.
What? I got shit in my... What? What?
You better not use that phone. You better not use that iCloud
not
either.
Not this phone. Yeah, not this phone. But what? I literally be wanting to do it every time. Like, every time. Like, pick my phone up, record. I don't know why. It's
a habit?
It's kind of like...
Well, okay, I understand because you shoot stuff.
No. It'd be more so like to...
Rewatch it?
Yeah,
to have a moment to yourself?
Yeah, sometimes. Okay. Sometimes, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That sounded freaky as hell, didn't it?
Freaky ass nigga.
Freaky ass nigga. No. But yeah, no. So everybody do that though. Everybody do it.
Yeah. Everybody.
And if you don't do it,
shame on them.
No.
Just like them saying,
save your phone, save your memory, save your motherfucking memory. Okay.
What's the whole point of me paying for this memory if I can't use most of this memory? That's what it's supposed to be.
I'm gonna shut up. Anyway, that's crazy. Yes, I got gigs. You hear me? Anyway. Wow, I didn't say that. But yeah. Anyway. Yeeks. I'm exposing myself today. What it is, what it is. Shout out to you for putting it up, Nate.
You're welcome. You know, it's not like I didn't take that trip.
Nah, that's dope. Have you ever traveled off of, like, what you do? Like, where have you been?
I was supposed to go to Jamaica recently. But that hurricane happened.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't go. I've been to Spain. I've been to Spain, Barcelona. Then I went to Ibiza.
I ain't even heard of that before.
Ibiza is a party.
I ain't never heard about that ever.
What you gonna get on the boat? Okay.
What?
That's you right outside. That's right outside of Spain. Like 2 hours. That's where they party at.
Okay.
Like it's nothing but partying. So that was fun. Then you know throughout the state. Chicago, New York, Florida, Texas, both parts.
Houston, Dallas.
Yeah.
It's way more parts, but those are the parts.
Those are the parts that you need to be. I can't even think of nothing right now.
That's dope. I like. I was intrigued with Spain
because
I
want
to go to Spain. I never
twice,
been to Canada.
Both
Canada.
Parts. Toronto and Vancouver.
Okay.
Yeah,
so you ain't got a record. How the fuck you get the gun?
We're not gonna talk about that.
I
right
mean,
now.
I need to know because I got a gun case.
Yeah, I know there's some bitches. So.
Ooh.
I went to Canada.
Say that.
I
mean, okay.
Your rules and regulations. I just don't understand.
It's a lot of stabbings that
happen out
there.
Because it's not like I'm going to go. I know. But they some good ones. Them good ones. Some good scammers. They good.
Let me stop. I'm gonna stop. Okay. All right. My bad. I'm sorry.
But.
Man, give me that motherfucking money.
It's fun. It was fun. It was nice. I enjoyed my time. My homegirl lived out there. I met her through modeling also. And,
I'm waiting for this thing to give me that money back.
I know.
Talking to them.
Stingy. And then, but no. So I do got a record now, and I can't go back.
What you got a record for?
If we gonna mind my business. Stop minding my
we
business.
We are minding your business.
I see. We gonna you stop put out minding an album? Business.
What album you put out?
Yeah, not a good one, but
as it was a flopper, it was a flopper.
It
a
was.
Flopper.
But at the time point, it was cool.
That's dope. I wanted to go to Canada, but I know I can't go now because of my record. But
for now, get your stuff expunged later on, depending on how many years. Mm-hmm. Later on down.
It's gonna be a while.
Hopefully.
It's gonna be a while.
It's fun. Or just go to different parts. Like the only reason why
I definitely want to go to Spain.
Only reason why I went to Canada was for the carnival.
Dancing in the street and stuff.
Yeah,
they got that out there. I thought that was like out here in New Orleans type thing.
No, it's different states and different countries. I'm trying to go. I can't go back to Canada now, but I'm trying to go to.
Now, are all these trips
there's
like
different islands?
Like requests paid for you to come? Same. Or are these like something that you was like, I'm going to do this, and we're going to do this, or how are we going to do this?
Spain, it was paid for.
Okay. That's where I want to go, Spain. Yeah. So wherever you went through to get it paid for?
Yeah, I know. You trying to do a little something for
Spain?
You trying to do a little something strange for a piece of change?
It's going
to
be a big piece of change if I do it.
Hey, it better.
It may not be in the budget.
It may be in the
budget. I've been told I'm expensive.
Make it. You're not expensive. They just broke.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No. That's us. No. Well, you right.
They broke because they ain't trying to pay
you
your tax.
Got it.
Some people are trying to will pay your tax. They just ain't got it.
You ain't got it.
Ain't got it.
Yeah, my strange for a piece of change is a lot of change. It's not strange.
I hope it ain't strange because nobody want a strange piece.
No, ma'am.
I'm gonna need y'all to get some bigger chairs, though.
I figured that.
You see me sliding on?
I figured, but you know, this is how we rocking right now.
I see.
I'm trying to set it up to where it's like more like, but this is a bar setting. We got bar stools.
I need you to get a comfortable bar stool for fat asses.
We don't get bumped up on bar stools. We got damn big asses. You gotta do what you got.
To get what I want, yeah. I want a bigger stool.
We got to take you stool. We got to go stool
school,
shopping with
stool
her. Stool shopping with her so we can get the right stool.
Put the thing, Niecy Simone, to my chair.
Not even that, because these are expensive for some reason. Like, this whole look.
They're nice. They're very sturdy. They're not flimsible. They are. Yeah, it's just my.
I have some other ones that you might not even try to squeeze into, but yeah.
Thank you for bringing out these ones.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, thank you.
You have to come back to one of our lives, and that's when we get to the
nitty gritty.
I know. This is more. I like this conversation because there's a lot of people that. So I'm gonna just ask you questions. For someone who would be trying to get into like your profession, what would you say do and what would you not say do? What would you say don't do?
I would say don't listen to other people. Not at all.
So basically don't listen to what she's saying right now. Just
no, listen to me. I'm telling you. And I tell people when you want the truth or you want the, I'm going to let you know, give you the option.
Okay.
But me, I'm going to tell you the truth. Don't let nobody like doubt you, because those are going to be the same people that's going to be asking for money, going to have their hand out and going to be like, yeah, I know her, and try to use your name for something.
Mm.
Don't do that. Yeah.
That's what not to do. Okay, what's the best option to enter into this realm?
Be confident in what you want to do. Make sure you do you. And believe in yourself and keep it going. Don't stop. Mm. If you're going to start something, don't stop.
You ain't going to ever stop, because once you start, you can't stop.
It depends.
Once it's on the internet, it's out.
Yeah, but then some people just stop and be like, no, it's okay.
Or they go to church and all that stuff. Yeah.
No, you still should be going to church.
You still go to church.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I mean by that. Like, some people are like, turn. Oh my God, yeah. I fucked up.
Yeah. It's the internet. It is what it is. It's out there. Own it. God seen you when you was making it.
Right.
So why are you being ashamed of it now?
Yep. Hey, shout out to Blaze, man. He got a new single that just dropped tonight, man. I just wanted to do that. That was funny. He is dumb. That's where I got it from. Stupid as hell. We might put this out earlier than anything, because, yeah. He seen you when you was doing it.
Doing what?
You said that be confident because God seen you when you was doing it.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. He's heard it, too.
That's what I'm saying.
Nah, confidence is dope, man. Shout out to everybody who got the confidence, though.
Not cocky. Confidence.
Yes.
Cocky bitches. Sick. I hate them.
Sick. Get on my face.
You did it, bitch. Where was you at?
It's
beforehand?
It's a lot of cocky women in my younger, like when I was that lost, like
Rolling Stone. When you
fuck
was...
out of here. No, I don't. I never was a saint. No. I wasn't. I'm not. Never a saint. But I never was a whore. Nobody can be like, oh yeah. I said, no. Because I don't press. I relax. I chill. I let the vibe enter the vibe. That's it. Mm-hmm. If it work, it work. If it don't, then it ain't going to happen.
True.
I'm not pressing nothing. I'm not saying nothing. If it go that route, it go that route. It go that route, it's going to go that route.
Have you ever read the room wrong?
Nope. Mm-hmm. I'm real good at reading the room.
Yeah.
Yep. I call shit like,
Before or after?
Both.
Okay.
Before and after. After, they'd be like, she going to be like real chill. We're going to hang out again, and we're going to do this, we're going to do that. And they'd be like, okay, cool. But then I started seeing like, or hearing like the vibe or the conversation, and I'd be like, yeah, she.
This is the turn left.
Yeah. They'd be like, oh, let me be more of a friend now, because if I don't be more of a friend now, it's going to go this way. So I'll read the conversation, the energy, the vibe, if that makes sense.
A little, but why wouldn't you be your friend in the first place?
You have. That's the best way to be.
No, why, but why wouldn't you be in a friend?
I'm saying, like, even more. Like, not be on some, I want to, like, what's up type shit. Like I want to do what we did last week type shit. Like, you want to go to the beach? You want to do this? You want to do that? Like, nah, I need to just listen and chill. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes it gets to the point where you got to just chill.
Yeah.
She might be fucking with another nigga now. Like, okay, I'll be your friend.
Yeah.
I'll listen to that problem. My homegirls be talking to me about the nigga that they with, and they be done with the nigga the next week. I'm like, I already knew. Yeah, you know me. I know. That's why we wasn't together, because I know. I know what the deal is. So, yes, I read the room really good, really well. I read the room really good. So, yeah. Shout out to my homegirls, man. I love y'all.
Yeah, you gotta have a homegirl. Yeah, the
homegirls. They be teaching me a lot, though. Too much. They be teaching me a lot. Like, listen, that homie wants some more. Shout out to Tequila Grande Amante for sponsoring us from day uno.
Let me get a little bit of that shot.
Shout out to them for sponsoring us from day uno. We've been dealing with them since we've been doing the podcast.
How long has that been?
So the idea originally was like 2017.
Okay.
It really got into like the thick of it 18, 19. I did the idea. What year did Nipsey pass?
19.
Yeah. So 19 was like a real pilot.
For everybody.
So 19 was a pilot I did, and that's on Instagram. That's on YouTube right now. Like, I did a little pilot with me and my homegirl, Showtime. Shout out to her.
Okay.
And then we got into the thick of it, where I was like, I don't want to just, like, let the idea go. And I curated it. And I feel like growing, I like to grow anything I do. So.
No, dear. I'm about to say something. You know what I
mean? Okay. So I like to grow with anything I do. Duh. So, homie. Anyway.
You don't even like,
yeah. Shout out to Tequila Grande Amante. Yeah. But yeah. I like to when I start something, I like to finish it.
Okay.
So the podcast was more so like a because I already was doing my clothing line. I had a clothing line I was doing. I was already in like 2 stores in Indiana. I was making at least 30 a month off my clothing line.
So, where are you from?
I'm from here.
Selling shit to Indiana?
Yeah. So I had people who stayed in Indiana who wanted the brand out there. So I would have a sweatshop in my house.
You sweating your ass off, huh?
Me, girl, all that. Just
making sure y'all was whiffing that shit up.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Sweats, hats. I had somebody doing custom hats. It was like one-on-ones.
Okay.
Yeah, so we banged. I was doing my clothing line. I had an artist. I had a record label. I had, like, a lot of stuff. Just different stuff going on. I always got different stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the podcast was more so, like, my passion project. Like, to show people, like, nigga, y'all don't understand who the fuck I am. Like, there's a lot of people out here.
You the man's behind the scene.
Huh? I was always behind the
scene.
Yeah. I wasn't even supposed to be actually on as a host. I was supposed to be behind the scenes as a host. I mean, as a producer, like, to make sure the shit go
how it's supposed
like
to
the
go.
Vision was where it was to be, but it didn't go that way, so I had to make my vision my opportunity to make it keep going.
Okay.
So it started a certain type of way, and I look at it, and I watch it, and I analyze it, and I'll be like, I need to do it better. This need to be better. I think I can do this way. I think I can get a bar. We got fire bartenders making up fire drinks. We got podcast drink sponsors. We got this. We got that. We're not charging our sponsors because our sponsors is our partners.
Yeah.
These are our partners. If they wouldn't be on this shelf, fucking 1942 would be up here.
Yeah.
So, and I don't fuck with them. I have a close relationship with all of these brands right here. I can call them. Hey.
Hey.
How's it going? Hey. Type shit.
Okay.
So, and I want to help them grow as much as they putting in the work for me. So So
business.
Yeah. Relationship, actually.
Yeah. Relationship, business. Business, relationship.
Partnership.
Yeah. Grows longer.
Wherever you lacking at, I want to make sure that I'm helping you. If you got, you need marketing, you need me to come out and shoot video or picture or photo, I'm going to come out and do that. I'm going to help you out as much as you helping me out, because not only is your product helping me keep going with people coming on to the show, but it's helping me keep...
get the name out. Yeah, to get the name out. Branching out more.
Yes. Not only that, it might be other companies who want to come in with me that they see what I'm doing for you. It's like a proof of concept for me.
Understand.
Yeah. So a lot of people who come on open bar, we're networking right now. We're having a conversation. We're chilling. People come out and nervous, like,
because it all depends on who they are. Like I said before, when I walked in, I don't know you.
Yeah, you
don't. But you're
a
cool dude.
Yeah, I am. Until you get to know me. You know, I'm a Virgo.
Yeah.
Yeah, asshole. She gotta go.
Wrap it up.
Damn, is it that bad? Jesus.
Maybe it's just a girl Virgo.
Yeah. She just got up. Where you going?
About here.
Damn. What's your sign?
Drink to this. I'm an Aquarius.
Oh, I love Aquariuses. They're fire. Y'all just don't be, y'all not consistent. Y'all indecisive.
Dependent.
Ain't no fucking dependent. If I said it and you said dependent, I mean it applies. Y'all it dope though. Y'all don't like y'all peace being fucked with. Mm-hmm. Y'all like y'all energy. Mm-hmm. And that's what it is. You gotta respect it. Either way it go.
Mm-hmm. Don't tell me who I am or what I am.
I give you your goddamn space. Yeah, I'm going to give you your space, for sure. But, yeah, Aquarius, shout out to y'all. Don't ever walk away from me when I'm a Virgo. What the fuck?
I didn't walk away. I jumped up.
You did.
I jumped
up. She was like, I'm out of here.
Did I walk?
I'm out of here, Cass. Two fingers, Cass. Because I'm a Virgo? Like, what's wrong?
That's why I say probably it's just because it's a female Virgo.
I don't know. I get a bad rep all the time, but some people love me.
I'm a nice person.
You have to know who I am and what I do. Yeah,
I understand, because I adapt to people. At first, you know, the Virgo person was fine and everything else, and then tried to flip and tried to put something that was some way up over here in me to get there, and it was like, no. Hmm? Yeah, her nigga and me together.
Say it again.
Tried to pick up something that was way far left. Wait. And bring it towards me. Like,
she was trying to get a threesome?
No.
Am I tripping?
No. Am I tripping? Far left, indicating a situation far left. She tried to put something far left. Tried to say me and her nigga was at a hookah lounge together or the mixed champagne lounge that's out there.
I don't know where that came from.
I don't know. That.
Yeah. However, Virgos is territorial. Some of them, especially the women, are.
But now I got that ugly nigga.
Oh my god.
That's the point.
Anyway, yeah.
Your video man wants you.
Fuck you, man. Damn. Shout out to everybody that tunes into our shows. Shout out to you, Nay, for pulling up and having the confidence
to come and talk a Virgo. I know after this whole time. Damn.
Yeah. You didn't even know.
No, I did not. That's why I said I'm very good with Virgos. That's we cool. We smooth.
Yeah.
But then some people got another side. It's like, don't mix me.
Mm-mm. We network. I'm open. I do my thing, you hear me? So, shout out to you for pulling up.
You're welcome.
Feel me? Good energy, good vibe, good business model, confidence, and all that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Now you gonna give me some gas money?
Yeah. She drive a bargain, boy. Tell people how to find you. Don't give me a Twitter up.
Oh, I know. It's okay. You ain't got to look for my Twitter. It's going to be on both my pages.
It's there for the looking.
So, my first page is Nay Simone, N-A-Y underscore Simone, S-Y-M-O-N-E. And then, you know, one of my main pages is Thick Nay Neezy. Thick Nay, N-A-Y, Neezy, N-E-E-Z-Y. Go ahead and go check me out. You're going to like what you see.
That sounds like a goddamn commercial. Follow me on Instagram at shotbyc4_trapkitchen. You're going to see what you like. You're going to see it. I don't be doing nothing special. And follow the podcast at openwarepodcast.com if you want to book an interview. Not even just an interview. If you want to promote yourself, you want to come on and just be a guest, just tap in. Simple as that. Conversation never on the block. Leave me by the bar. Bars open. Bars open. Bars open. Bars open. Leave me. Leave me by the bar.
Want to keep your personal number private but still stay connected? With Line 2, you can get a second phone line right on your device with a super simple app and no need for another phone. Whether it's for online shopping, dating, or shielding your main number from spam, Line 2 is an easy way to manage it all. Ready for peace of mind without breaking the bank? Call, text, block, and more for only $9.99. Get started with line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in any app store today. Line 2, your second line simplified.